USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A Russian fighter jet dumped fuel on an MQ-9 Reaper drone, then struck the propeller of the surveillance drone over the Black Sea in a brazen violation of international law, causing the unmanned aerial vehicle to crash. Russia insisted its warplanes did not hit the drone in international waters near Crimea. Republican Representative Michael Waltz from Florida on Fox News says Russia does not get to decide anything we do in international waters.
We should be putting three drones back in there to replace this one and sending a very clear message to Russia. This was over international waters. They don't get to decide where the United States sends our aircraft, sends our ships, or who we decide or how we decide to defend it.
A federal judge in Texas will hear arguments today in a case involving the abortion pill brought on by a Christian group attempting to save the life of unborn children. The drug, when used with a second pill, has become the most common method of abortion in the United States. Another sign of America's terrible economic condition, Meta Platforms, a parent company of Facebook, says it's planning to cut roughly 10,000 jobs over the coming months. This is the second round of mass layoffs as the company's efforts are to be more efficient in a difficult economy. Meta Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg is calling it the year of efficiency. Get ready for beer-flavored popsicles.
March Madness, not just about basketball anymore. One company wants you to think of its product when you think of the big basketball month. Coors Light, the makers of beer, have a very special limited-run beer-flavored popsicle. That's right, it's non-alcoholic, and they say it tastes like real beer. It'll come in a tube like an Otter Pop, and will be available only for a limited time and only during March Madness. So while you're cracking a few cold ones watching the games, you can let the kids unwrap a frozen one to enjoy the madness with you. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a Crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a Crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True Crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a Crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
The Senate is in session right now. Office of Management and Budget Director Shalonda Young is testifying before the Budget Committee. San Francisco, California could become the first major U.S. city to pay people based on their skin color and lineage. John Schaefer reports.
Under a plan being devised by a city-appointed task force, every black adult would receive a payment of $5 million, the elimination of personal debt and tax burdens, a guaranteed annual income of at least $97,000 for 250 years, and a house in San Francisco for just $1. Critics say this plan is financially impossible and would cost every non-black resident $600,000. But committee members fired back, saying this is an accurate estimate of what it would take to begin repairing the damage of slavery and discrimination.
More than 200,000 California homes and businesses are without power as yet another atmospheric river pounds the state with hurricane-force winds and drenching rains. About 30 million people throughout the state are under flood alerts, and more rain is falling on soaked and flooded communities. More than 71,000 people are under evacuation warnings. Week 5 of the XFL Football League kicks off tomorrow night in Seattle, Washington, as the Sea Dragons take on the Houston Roughnecks. ESPN will carry the game. Also, two games on Saturday and one on Sunday. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.